So right, now we're talking to Felicity. She's been sitting here listening to what Andy was saying. She might want to correct some of the things he said, I don't know. But maybe, Felicity, you can tell us when you started at Fieldings.
I started at Fieldings in February of 1962.
Okay, and how did you get to know about the job, and how did you travel to work? Maybe you can tell us your sort of early days and where you worked.
Okay, I had been living in Leamington Spa, and I came back to Gloucester to live at the weekend, and I was with my brother, and he was already doing an apprenticeship at Fielding and Platt, and he said, come with me, we'll go and get you a job. So we went to Fieldings, and he went and saw Geoffrey Morton, and he came back outside to me and he said, yes, he'll see you because there is a job for you. And I started the next day in stock control.
So did you stay in stock control all the time you were there, or did you move around at all?
No, I did stay in that office, which was the purchasing office, I think it was called. I did various jobs in that office, but I was in that office all of the time. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so where were you actually living at the time, and you know, when you're actually working at Fieldings, because you must have moved from Leamington, presumably.
Yes, I did, and I lived actually quite close to Fieldings, and I could walk every day. I lived just off the Bristol Road, so I was able to walk.
That's very useful.
Well, it was.
Other people that have lived down the Bristol Road, these are mainly the boys, the lads that worked at Fieldings, always used to refer to Sammy's Angels, which were the girls that used to work at Morland's Match Factory. Did you come across them at all?
I don't think I did so much. I mean, we all knew of them, and you would see them and hear them, but I didn't actually know them. I think Andy could probably tell you more tales about Miss Angels than me.
Maybe we shouldn't ask him, actually. He is sitting there grinning. Yeah, so you obviously both worked at Fieldings and you met there. Maybe you can tell us how that happened and the early days of your marriage.
Well, it happened. Andy was working in estimating, and as part of his job, well, I don't quite know why he had to come and ask me, but he would come and ask me if we'd stock different things, and quite often we didn't. And it became a bit of a standing joke between us that when he walked into the office, I would say, no, we haven't got any, before he ever opened his mouth. And then the Sports and Social Club were doing a treasure hunt, and Andy asked me if I'd like to go on the treasure hunt with him, and we did, and
were you in the car? Was it one of these motorised treasure hunts?
Yes.
I never got involved in them, but I heard about them. Ah, Derek's just put his hand up. He obviously got involved in them. Maybe you didn't hear that, but Derek just said he's on the Sports and Social... or was on the Sports and Social Club Committee, so yeah. Presumably you were organising them.
They were good, weren't they, Derek? Yes, but the biggest joke about all of that is that I have absolutely no sense of direction. I never have had, and in the 50 years we've been married, it hasn't got any better.
That's quite interesting, because there's somebody else I know who's ex-Fieldings, but I won't mention names, and his wife used to sit in the back of the car and navigate, and on the headrest in front of her, they'd marked left and right, so that she knew which way to say they had to go. I don't know if you went that far.
No, I know my left and right. It's my way there and back I have a problem with. And just because I've got there doesn't mean I'll know the way back. Oh. Absolutely no.
Okay. Right, so you obviously met there. How long before, after you met, was it before you got married?
Well, it must be 2 years, mustn't it? 2 years, yeah, 2 years.
Okay, so getting back to the treasure hunt, this is obviously one of the first times when you started seeing one another. What sort of happened after the treasure hunt time?
Well, we just continued really to go out together, didn't we, occasionally, and then Andy had to go back to Bristol because he was still doing his apprenticeship and he still had to take his final exams. So the evenings out were fewer and further between, weren't they, for that 6 months, but nonetheless it was worth it. And then Andy did come back and it just sort of went from there.
Okay, so you obviously got married in the end, because you're sitting here as a married couple.
Yes, indeed.
So when did you actually...
We actually got married in 1965. In October of 1965, we got engaged in January of 1965 and married in October 1965.
Okay, so where was the church and where did you live after you got married?
We got married in St Paul's Church in Gloucester. And then we lived in Cheltenham, in a flat in Cheltenham, for 9 months. And then we moved on to the Grange Estate and we bought our first bungalow.
Yeah, and I know that you mentioned earlier that you worked at Fieldings for a while. Then I think you left and you had your children. And
yes, I had one daughter in 1967. And then I went back to Fieldings again. When I left in 67, I trained somebody to do my job then. And in 1967, the person that I trained became pregnant. So I went back. We swapped again. And I went back until 1972, when I had my second daughter.
So you left in 72, and that was the extent
it.
Of your
yes.
your time at Fieldings.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. But we still stayed in touch with quite a lot of the people that we'd known at our time in Fieldings.
Yeah, we've all done that, and we're sitting here, in my case, nearly 50 years later, talking about it.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That was the sort of place that it was, though, wasn't it? It was more like a great big family, really, and. You know, I don't think you move very far in Gloucester without finding somebody who has been there or knows somebody who was there. Mm. And I think that's a reflection of the place that it was.
Very true.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier on, Felicity, that your brother worked at Fieldings and he actually introduced you to the company. Maybe you can tell us who he was and, you know, where he actually worked.
Well, he did an apprenticeship at Fieldings. Quite what that entailed, I don't really know, but I do know that he did a full apprenticeship. And his name, if you want it, is Mike Stanbrook.
Yeah, Derek's nodding here. Did you actually work with
well,
Mike?
I actually worked in the heavy machine shop on the Mark and Arse table. If Mike was on night, so I wouldn't see him, because when I moved down to there, I'd done 3 years on solid nights and came down onto days, so I didn't really see him. But am I correct in thinking he also lived in Bodiam Avenue?
Yes, he did, yes.
It's a small world, obviously.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I think we've covered most aspects. We haven't talked much about what you did at Fieldings, but some of the stories you have relayed have been very interesting. Especially about killing rats with two-inch BSF nuts, or trying to kill rats with two-inch BSF nuts. So thank you both for your time this morning. Or well, it's actually this afternoon now. And thanks, Derek, with his technical
yeah, thank you
equipment.
Very much, both of you.
And thanks for the tea.
Yeah.